myself, just like witches and black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, cause the roar of death's construction. In the field, the body's burning, and the war machine keeps turning. Hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
All right, folks, here we go. Give you a big one. Public Broadcasting Network, February 21st, 2021, 0221-2021. How you like them apples? A lot of interesting numerological phenomenon in the dates as of late, as many of you kind of pay attention to. Leading us in there was Zakk Wylde and doing Black Sabbath's War Pigs. These generals floating around. A lot of people talking about this mulatto Creole gentleman, Russell Honoré. Okay, Lieutenant General from the Army. Served as the 33rd commanding general of the U.S. First Army at Fort Gillem, Georgia. Best known for serving as commander of JTF Katrina, responsible for coordinating military relief efforts for Hurricane Katrina, where, as we saw, a lot of people got their Second Amendment rights walked all over by Blackwater goons, Louisiana, New Orleans PD, some of the municipalities and parishes around there, and the good old military. The same military that a wing of the alternative media forces, let's say, are still depending on to bail us out of this situation we're in here with the stolen election. Now, look, whether you like Trump or you hate him, you love Biden or you hate him, if you're an honest person, you know that Trump won this thing in a landslide. But this is part of the psyop to crush the psyche of what's left of traditional Americana. Then they run this fake operation on the 6th. Trump says it's going to be wild. And he gives this little speech and he fades off into the who knows where. And then the operation goes down at the Capitol with all kinds of funky little actors and operators and useful idiots and all kinds of nice things. So the big question, I'm going to call this show Guillotine Saviors. Okay. So the question, are the generals that view patriots as enemies going to save us somehow from our dilemma? And I just started taking notes this morning. I woke up and then this was on my mind and I got up and I sat down and busted out the notepad. So the one is the guillotines, the camps, all these reports that these things, you know, are waiting for us. Then you got from PSYOP to Mind War, Aquino and Valalee. You've got the report from Iron Mountain. You've got Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Air Force 2025 documents. All the good little stuff. Weather warfare. Weather is a force multiplier. We just saw what happened to our friends down in Texas. So you had a two-fold prong attack here where Now, look, you know, I talk about this a lot with, you know, the Almighty being in charge of the weather and deciding weather patterns also, but you have a bunch of these goons down here on Earth that have amassed enough technological prowess to kind of fly in the face of what we would consider natural weather patterns, or even, I mean, none of these guys, none of these characters down here can confound the Almighty and his plan and so forth and so on. But I think, you know, part of the way God operates is he lets these people puff themselves up with pride and let them think they're in charge. And from time to time, he has to slap all the pieces that they put on the chessboard around a bit on them. And but with all of the various weather warfare technologies, the ability to manipulate the jet stream and so forth, there's a good likelihood that there was some skullduggery here with this polar vortex. And now they're even naming these kind of polar vortex little activities with names, just like hurricanes and so forth. So I find that fascinating. But at the same time, while this is going on, and whether you think this was a natural phenomenon or not, you know, there's varying opinions, but this, while this is moving in, at the same time, the Department of Energy and the, let's say, the climate change sycophants and all these people that are now in allegedly in charge of these agencies are telling states like Texas, oh, you can't surpass this level, okay, due to climate change, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, they've already pushed them to the brink with the wind and solar and all this. And but at the same time, telling them as this front or whatever you want to call it is moving down into Texas that they can't go past a little line in the sand as far as how much power they're going to need. Now, Alex Jones and others have talked about, Ken says he thinks they had cyber attacks on the grid as well. But Alex Jones and others have talked about the board of ERCOT. Okay, it's this power grid gang down here that a lot of them are, let's say, you know, your typical apparatchiks of the one party Democratic, you know, machine and so forth. And so you can see how Texas has been targeted numerous times, it appears, with various kinds of weather phenomenon. Okay, under the Obama administration, and now we've got the Biden-Harris, Harris-Biden, Harris-Obama, whatever you want to call this administration. Alinskyite administration. Okay, so very fascinating. Let's see. So you got the transhuman DARPA super soldier program tampering with our troops at the highest levels. Tuskegee, you got LSD experiments on unsuspecting troops, nuking Pacific Islands and the natives on those islands, and then sending the little doctors in to see how radiation affects people and so forth. We've got all this long history. Swarm bots, robot kill bots, Kay Griggs' testimony about the officer corps, the initiation processes, the wife swapping, that sort of thing. Your generals, your Knights of Malta generals like Jerry Boykin and some of these other guys. a lot of your McChrystals, Mattises, Dunford, all these Roman Catholic generals, Vatican II guys, rotating in and out of arms and weapons dealers and government. We covered Mr. Honoré there with the Katrina disarming. Then we've got 9/11. No real generals. I mean, a couple. No real generals whistleblowing on what occurred in 9/11. The Joint Chiefs, many of them went right along with this. Okay. All the other false flags that they've done nothing about. Sandy Hook, Boston bombing, the litany of synthetic terror, mass shooting incidents that have gone on over the last few decades. And now all of a sudden, we've got these troops, 20,000-30,000 of them up there in D.C., and our guillotine saviors are going to come in at the last minute and, rout the commies and all that good stuff, rip the deep state out, okay, and X-22 and these guys are all talking about Trump setting up continuity of government where the military is in control in these kind of, this time frame where the government's in shambles and so forth and so on. Remember I kind of had this feeling that something could happen with a bunch of the Supreme Court members, and then this ruthless cabal could put in all people that are relatively ambivalent to hostile against the plain text and reading of the Constitution. Then we could go into a full-blown totalitarian system. I mean, we're getting close now with the mask mandates, the creepy warp speed rollout. I mean, these adverse reactions, deaths, it's getting very, very, a lot of people are getting very, very, let's just say, stewed and ready to psychologically snap and possibly do something physical. And, I'm still not at that point. I don't want to end up locked away in some penal institution before it's time. And I know that this is a balancing act. We're all on a tightrope here. The zombified American, I'm so surprised that a lot of the people that surround me are completely on board with taking this GTI, genetic tampering injection. That's what it is. It's not a vaccine. I don't even know the last time there was a real vaccine. Decades and decades. But this is a GTI, a genetic tampering injection. Okay, and this goes right along with all kinds of other genetic tampering that's going on with the smart dust. And gosh, I mean, how much of it is in my body right now and how much of it is in yours? It's kind of an interesting question. I still have never had a PCR swab put up my nose, and I've not taken the GTI as of this time, and I'm not going to. And a lot of us are going to have, David Knight, before he was fired from InfoWars, he made a prediction that in the third quarter of this year, which is, after June, his prediction was that this thing's going to go full-blown mandatory We'll see. You've got a lot of soldiers that keep getting activated to help out at the mass distribution center. So I don't know how this is going to go. The strange thing that I see is with the introduction of the H.R. 127 by the ratchet communist Sheila Jackson Lee down there in Texas. A lot of people have been warning about false flag operation, some sort of mass shooting event. And so this could be a catalyzing event for go ahead and piggyback the force vax on mass numbers of people. Old Dementia Joe just ordered millions and millions of more doses. You ever trip off of the way the bottle looks? How it just is like the simplest little label, just says COVID-19 vaccine on there. You know, isn't that just the weirdest thing to you? How it's almost like Idiocracy. Even the label of the bottle of the liquid is on is like it's like third grade level graphics. It's just the weirdest thing. So these guillotine saviors of ours in the military, where so many of the generals are compromised and so forth. I just so many times previously where there should have been some sort of intervention into the mad treason going on, and it didn't happen. And so as far as me right now, I have to be highly skeptical that this branch of the government is going to step in and stop the treason happening over on the civilian side of the government. Namely, I mean, first and foremost, in the executive branch, of course, the massive, huge Leviathan state of the executive branch, but also, you know, with the federal court system, it's broken. So full of these bar members that are openly hostile to the Constitution. The legislative branch has oversight over the judicial branch. They can impeach any of these judges they want and then convict them in the Senate and bounce them. When's the last time this has happened? It doesn't. You've got open Marxist nuts, open crony, corporate rubber stamping nuts, okay? And people that want to, you know, bash capitalism, okay? It's like, dude, this is not capitalism, okay? This, what we're under right now, is not capitalism. This is the farthest thing from capitalism. This is cartel, crony, pseudo-capitalism. It is mafia, okay? If, you know, capitalism, for capitalism to even thrive or truly, you know, a true laissez-faire system, you have to have people that are people that are altruistic and patriotic, nationalistic, and these things, you know, it's basically people like one of the founders said, the Constitution is designed for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. And this goes on to our free enterprise system. If you got a bunch of thugs, you know, you're not going to be able to have a system where, you know, if you're going to have a big brother over every one of their shoulders to make sure they're doing business right, to make sure they're not dumping chemicals in the river, to make sure they're not colluding with other people in the same kind of sphere of business to gouge people of prices and this sort of thing, corporate malfeasance towards each other, and all these things, you know, Rockefeller's little competition is a sin. So once you have monopoly systems in place, is that capitalism? Is Bezos a capitalist? Well, he was at the beginning. Is he now? No, he is a monopolist. And this is cartel systems. He owns the Washington Post. He is part of the CIA, got all those big contracts to run their software. So Parler is on the same web service as the CIA. You know, Microsoft's got all these DOD contracts. This isn't capitalism. This is a cartel system. And, you know, unfortunately, people that get put into oversight positions in government to look over various industries, they just pick people from these industries. And then they're supposed to be overseers of their own buddies. Like, you're picking people out of Monsanto to run the Department of Agriculture. I mean, you know, you're picking people out of banking and finance to run the SEC. And I get it. You have to have some expertise. But unfortunately, the integrity of the American, the fiber of Americans has been whittled away, and they get these people compromised in some fashion. And then this whole thing becomes one big rotting husk, and it doesn't matter where you're at. And the military has gotten to be a lot of it the same way. So these guys, they stand up and they raise their right hand and they swear their oath to the Constitution, just like AOC and Cori Bush and Ilhan Omar. It's a false oath. These people sitting there laughing as they take that oath, because these people are devilish. They are Alinskyite Marxists. They are of the left-hand path, okay? And so an oath doesn't mean anything to a person that doesn't believe in the Almighty. Or, you see what I'm saying? Because an oath, it has to have some weight behind it. You have to believe that you're, you know. And look, you can read places in the New Testament where it says don't swear any oath, where Jesus said don't swear any oath at all. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And I get that as well. But people with revolutionary mindsets, they are not, they could sit there and swear to your face all day, and guess what? They're laughing at you inside in their spirit, okay? And this is the type of people that, you know, these are your Russell honorees, okay? He has no problem disarming people that were high and dry, that were protecting their own properties and so forth. Because, see, he's a thug. He is a person that, you know, any of these generals that would give an order like that, they are a traitor. And George Washington and the rest of those guys would take guys like that out and put a bullet in their head, okay? And unfortunately, we've lost our ruggedness. We've lost our zeal to hold traitors accountable. And now traitors have basically infected the whole system. You know, the biblical concept is a little bit of leaven will destroy the whole lump. So our lump now is destroyed because we kept letting the little bit of leaven in. And then next thing you know, our militancy to keep the vision has been decimated. And now we're living in a big lump of leaven. And that's about the easiest way I can kind of explain this. And it's just corruption across all levels. And it's a shame. You know, it sucks for you and I and others of our kind of like mindset to have to live in a system to where everything is tainted. You know, no honest. I mean, there's plenty of honest people out there. Don't get me wrong. But when you reach critical mass, when you reach critical mass with this thing, then it gets to a point where the honest people become the enemy. And this is why you see this litany of anti-white, anti-patriotic American, anti-gun, all of these things, which are our landmarks here in this country. The revolutionary crowd wants to get rid of, and that means get rid of us. And the re-education talk, the camps talk, the purge out of the military, police forces, all this stuff of traditional Americana types. This is what it is, and it sucks. Israel gives Fauci $1 million. Okay. Israel. Okay, so this is a tough one for me. You know, this whole green passport thing with the Israelis and forced vaccine, no jab, no job. I mean, this is going real draconian in other countries. And we know that what a lot of the things that happen in the UK, they end up making their way over to us. Okay. And the Israelis seem to be at the forefront of this, but this is a tough one for me. With the way that the Chinese ran that little psyop at the beginning of the whole COVID thing with all their little actors and stage productions, I don't know what's happening over in Israel with them getting the forced vaccinations on all the population. Is it a different variant of the jab with all the Jewish gangsters involved with all these jabs? Are they getting more of a placebo over there in Israel? Okay. To make like our alternative media kind of run into their arms. You see what they're doing to the Israelis? Oh my gosh. Bibi and the gang. Is it the same concoction? Is it the same genetic tampering injection that they're trying to throw on all the goy? That's the question. You never know how many different, you know, witches brews of this thing do they have? The friendlies get witches brew A, which, you know, it ain't going to really do nothing to you. And then all the greatest, you know, the best of the Gentiles should be killed. They're going to get the stuff that's going to whack you inside of a week. I just don't know. You know, are they looking to target, you know, certain areas with the worst because they have a type of political bent? I don't know. Racial, you know, race-specific bioweapons, this whole thing's wide open. We'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, February 21st, 2021. So I heard this the other day. Alex Jones, I was listening to Alex Jones, and he had just gotten like word that Rush Limbaugh passed away at age 70. You know, and a lot of people out there in the alternative media world all, I guess, paid their respects, I guess, especially broadcasters and so forth, to Limbaugh. And, you know, what's strange about Limbaugh is during the Bush, the W years, he's a really unlikable dude. The whole thing with 9/11 and, I mean, calling everybody kooks. Remember all that? And all these people gushing over Rush now because he's dead. And, you know, look, at Rush, towards the end when he had this terminal situation going on, he became much more patriotic and embraced the idea of conspiracy much more. But of course, a guy with a couple hundred stations and so forth, you know, he's not going to go for the jugular where the power lies with the Jewish mafia and of course the Jesuits, black nobility gangs over there in Europe, and of course the royal family in Britain and all that. But you know, I still remember when him and Hannity, Glenn Beck and a bunch of these repulsive characters really fell in line after 9/11 and went with the Al-Qaeda narrative. And so I'll never forget that stuff because, and look, these guys were they probably threatened, of course. You're already in a big place, you know, you already got a big show like Hannity or Beck or Limbaugh, and then this operation goes down, and then you're going to get talked to. You're going to be expected to toe the line at the good old Saudi Arabia line, you see. Maybe you'll toss a little Pakistan ISI in there. Yeah, but you're going to stay away from them Jews, boy. You understand? And you're going to stay away from the links that lead it back to Jesuit mobsters as well. Remember IXXI, 9/11 in Roman numerals. That's the seal of the Jesuits. A lot of people aren't even aware of this whole line of research there. But these two factions are always acting in concert. Look at the way Meyer Lansky and the Cosa Nostra and Kosher Nostra and the Cosa Nostra had this kind of synergistic relationship. Not always friendly, a lot of murdering back and forth and all that strange stuff, but that's the way that the G's operate, the gangsters operate. I mean, this kid I pay attention to on YouTube, this end of sentence character, 1090 Jake, this kid, he follows all these kids, these all of them want to be like gangster rappers, and my God, they're killing each other and their families. He just covered where one of these rappers in Mobile, Alabama, some of his enemies went and killed his grandparents, burnt the house down. I mean, this stuff's getting real ruthless out here right now. I mean, the amount of people getting whacked is insane. But anyway, we're going to get back to Alex Jones, though. So he's talking about Limbaugh. He just got word that Limbaugh died, and then he goes into a real dark place here. And this is worth playing. So go ahead and let it rip, Ken. Clip two.
It's a dark day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a dark day. I'm going to play this clip in a moment. But this is all being done on purpose. This is rubbing our faces in it. And we got another bad piece of news. He wasn't perfect. He got snookered into wars. Bloodless wars, but he was an American and he was loyal to the country and he meant well and he fought the communist, Rush Limbaugh. American radio host dead at 70. So just another disgusting, sickening omen. Oh, God. And folks, I've learned at 47 to go, oh, my God, it's never wrong. The United States is facing imminent destruction. My gut's never been wrong, and I keep having very intense nightmares the last month that the United States is going to be hit by nuclear weapons by China and is going to stand down and are going to receive the attack. And I've looked at all the evidence, too. They're preparing us with stay in your homes. Your power's off. They turned the power off. I'll prove that coming up. They admit they did, by the way. It's in the fine print. And they're just getting us ready for the disaster. They're not going to hit the main cities. They're going to hit the military bases. And that's why they want to keep National Guard in D.C. so that the states can't organize and have any response. They'll be cut off in D.C. That's why they're doing this purge the military. They did a 60-day stand down to go through and create list of who they're going to kill right away and who they're not. I mean, if you don't want to stay and fight this, I would evacuate the United States right now. Very good chance that they're going to either blow the entire power grid with EMPs, which they've been conditioning us to get ready for, or they're going to hit us with a first strike. And you're like, oh, that's crazy. No, this is war, folks. America's over. It's gone. Trump was removed. Of course, he won in a giant landslide. They weren't going to allow that to happen. And that's why when you look at the press secretary and all Biden's people, they are scared. And if I was them, I'd be scared too, because they're going to be removed as soon as the Chinese take over. So I got to be honest with you, folks. It's all over, okay? It's all over. We're about to be hit with nuclear weapons. The military stood down. Everything's gone. So I'm sorry. It's over. The country's gone. It's all over. I mean, I'm not giving up. I'm admitting that the Death Star is orbiting the planet at maximum velocity. If we don't stop the globalists, if they aren't stopped, it's over. You think they just steal elections for no reason? You think they're saying veterans are terrorists for no reason? You think they're saying all white men are terrorists? Under this Chinese regime, folks, they're going to take all white men in for re-education. And then it'll be every other group after that. Because they know that white men coming from a Scottish, Irish, English, tradition Even the continent of Europe didn't get free until about 150 years ago. Germans were still serfs 150 years ago, slaves, in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. They were under a king. Military service, the Prussians were owned men. Hessians were sold as mercenaries. So you had a bunch of wars in the British Isles over tribalism and who ran things. And then that grew into our system of freedom. That's where it all came from, folks. It all comes out of England. It all comes out of Scotland. It all comes out of Ireland. That's where all the freedom comes from, mainly England. People demanding their freedom because they weren't going to have another group dominating them. They're not going to have Norman telling me what to do. The Scots aren't going to have English telling them what to do. The Brits, the Britties. The Irish aren't going to have the English telling them what to do. That's where all this comes from. And it's all just been washed away. All of it. So just admit it. I've looked at all the data. I've looked at the attack profile of the enemy. And I'm not guessing when it comes to this. They are strongly considering the decapitation of the United States. You're like, oh, the military won't let that happen. The military is compartmentalized. This country is run by the technocrats now. And they're telling us Bill Gates is the president of the world. Klaus Schwab is the administrator of the United Nations. They have the entire Fortune 500 lockstep. They are shutting the world economy down. They are imploding the third world. They're creating a migrant crisis out of which they will bring in total world government. The mRNA vaccine that Zuckerberg told his employees do not take will cause autoimmune disease, bare minimum. Bare minimum. And miscarriages in women that take it, and destruction of the placenta. And I just told you, if you're a new listener and you think I'm joking, or maybe you're a new listener, you think it's good, like, oh yeah, we love Xi Jinping. Folks, I have a longtime producer here, the oldest employee here.
You could stop
17 years.
Covered a lot of ground there, just a couple of minutes, but that's a synopsis where, you know, we'll see. Joel Skousen also believes in kind of an absorbing a first strike paradigm that actually Russia and China, when they think we're weakened to a certain point through the kind of Yuri Bezmenov type of psychological, spiritual warfare that we've been under. And look at us right now, racially. I mean, you look in these cities, go down a few blocks from where I'm at right now, and you tell me that this is a functioning country. It really depends on what block you're in. But, you know, a lot of us have a lot of decisions that are coming our way like a freaking freight train. And, you know, I sit there and I think about this stuff on a constant basis. These goons I work with, they're sitting there gaming. I mean, they're like gamers. I mean, it's just like PS5s and all this crap. I'm just like, you know, it's the weirdest thing, but it is, you know, we are in the idiocracy stage of our decline. And so it's not a good place to be. NAACP, this is here in St. Louis in Missouri, the NAACP, National African American Communist Party, which goes by National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. They're complaining that they're not getting vaccines inside the prisons and jails. So they're filing all these complaints that the inmates aren't getting the freaking vaccine. I mean, this is the upside down nutty world we're in. So it's just like, this is how dumb people are. These pastors are pushing their congregations to get vaccinated. These clergy response team, InfraGuard types. The Vatican is telling all of its employees that it must get they must get vaccinated. Good old Jesuit Vatican. How you like it, boy? Huh? Kamala, with her Jew lawyer hubby running the country right now, folks. What it appears. Now, if you believe in the wing of YouTubers and bit shooters over here and so forth, that no, secretly the military is running everything and the COG's in place and all this, and California. I covered this a few weeks ago. The black goddess Kali in the name California. I was going to play the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Californication, because that's what it basically means. Fornication with the black goddess Kali. And this is where the Hindu Kamala Harris is the senator from Californication. The black goddess Kamala. It's very, the symbology here gets lost to like 99,999 out of 100,000 people. 6G, the 6G is coming now through Apple. Okay. And I'm looking at 6G, and G being the seventh letter of the alphabet, 6-7. 6G is 6-7, which is 13. And also 6G, a lot of people have talked about 6 Genesis. This is where the rebellious angelic host came down onto Mount Hermon and started genetic tampering with laying their seed in women and birthing the race of the Nephilim, the giants, the Rephaim, and so forth. The Book of Enoch, the angels teaching mankind weapons, how to make weapons, women how to do makeup, genetic tampering of the plants and animals. Look at this mRNA. mRNA. So the M, 13, R, 18, Revelation 13, 18. And then NA is the 14th letter of the alphabet and the first. That's a six. It's just kind of interesting, you know, doing a little bit of English gematria there. You know, Jones and these guys released a video where Millie Weaver catches up with this Sullivan character. Ken, if you get clip one ready. She's chasing him around after the incident on the 6th. And he's going into some very posh-looking hotel or apartment complex. And he's dressed in a lot of gear that looks like it's brand new. We all know his daddy's a psyops general of some sort. You know, it's strange how all this people come out of the kids of naval intelligence, so forth. Guys like Jim Morrison, you know, dad was a big admiral and so forth. Just weird that Lookout Mountain stuff in California and the whole counterculture. It's just, you know, the Dave McGowan stuff. Weird scenes from the canyon and all that. Laurel Canyon stuff. But let's roll clip one. This is Millie Weaver chasing around Sullivan. But then it gets into some interesting back and forth. Go ahead and play clip one.
And then on the night of the 6th, Millie Weaver was able to actually confront Jaden X. Hey, so were you?
Yeah, give me a second.
Yeah. Are you BLM? Are you Black Lives Matter? John, can you just answer? Are you Black Lives Matter with Black Lives Matter, or are you with the right wing people?
On the phone, you?
Yeah, but are you Black Lives Matter? So he just said on the phone that he is not being charged with anything. Did you say you weren't being charged with anything? I thought I heard you say that. Are you Black Lives Matter, John?
I'm of the opinion that what we saw yesterday was very much by design, that we did have agent provocateurs, and I'm of the opinion that you're one of them.
Interesting. Really interesting on that. Why do you think I'm one of them?
Just because your father is. Your father's PSYOPs, man.
So you've met my dad, okay? So...
kind of further elaborates my point.
Let me just explain to you, because I know people are going to storm the Capitol. I'm on chats. I'm on underground chats. Like, I have my resources. There's not me, but I have people, right? And I'm not saying some fucking cop type shit. I'm saying my people and my organization, Insurgents USA, was civil rights group that is Black Lives Matter, or if you want to label Antifa, because Trump wants to label Antifa, but I label myself as Insurgents USA, but for people's context, right? Yeah, they are in chats. They can easily give me information on what's going on, and same with everybody else. But it's a collective of people. You can disassociate yourself. I have John Sullivan. I have Jaden X. That separates. I have Insurgents USA, civil rights organization. So it separates my, I separate my identity based on the specific role that I'm playing, right?
Is there really a separation?
There is a separation. There is a separation for sure, because I can't be in a crowd full of Trump supporters and say the police or say the things that I would during my regular activism.
Now we've looked at some of the smoking gun caught red.
So, you know, he was just one of many of these operatives. He gets paid 70 G's, 35,000 from CNN. 35,000 from MSNBC. He's got the MSNBC reporter with him, gets caught on the video, and then they go on with Anderson Cooper, you know, and then the guy gets booked and released, where now all these patriot type people that got caught up in the moment and just went inside the building, they're all getting their lives destroyed. Some of them being arrested, many of them being fired from jobs and all this. And then your professional agitprop types, you know, they just get to go on to the next operation. Sick. We live in a sick country. The federal government, especially the Department of Justice and the FBI, they target decent people. And they let all the false flags and run all the false flags, and they cover for, you know, the pedo rackets. They cover for the open criminality of members of Congress. Nobody's held accountable. This entire thing's about belly up, and where it's going to end up, I don't know. I don't have a good feeling about it. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, say hold the line, and you know, there's stuff happening behind the scenes. And look, I hope they're right. I pray that they're right. But kind of like where I'm at as far as where we are on the timeline of history, and I just don't know. I don't know if God's willing to give us a reprieve or not. And, you know, maybe it's time just for the tribulation to unfold and this whole war on the saints about to go down. So, information liberation polls, Americans disgusted with U.S. political machine and big tech, want a third party and regulation. Yeah, good luck with that. The two-party duopoly, the stranglehold they have on power, I just, you know, I don't know. Neocon Robert Kagan, Americans opposing forever wars as an example of their intolerance. PNAC co-founder Robert Kagan, the Khazar King. That was the title of the king of the Khazars, is Kagan. So you got this Elena Kagan on the Supreme Court, and you got the Kagan family, the first family of neoconservatism, a bunch of Khazar thugs. New York Times, critical thinking isn't helping in the fight against misinformation. I mean, you know, the Orwellian, Huxleyan, soma-induced retardation that we have going on, the people that live on their screens. I mean, just putting in all of the garbage into their brain instead of in, you know, media or whatever that makes them think. I don't mean to be totally like down on everything right now, but I just, you know, Coca-Cola tells employees to try to be less white, internal leaks. Biden regime setting up a new military base in Syria. Russia slams Biden regime's persecution of capital protesters, labeling of dissenters as terrorists. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just so nuts. Trump's going to speak at CPAC. Mike Pence doesn't want to because Trump's going to be there. I don't know what's I don't know what the future of the political system in this country is. Much of the Republican Party is dead to a lot of people now after all this. We'll see you guys after the top of the hour.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.